TESA, the East Kootenai Soccer Association, and the Whitecaps, of course, through their programs, when they get the elites rolling up, they've got the Caps to college program. We've got a couple more that are heading off, or at least I think that's how it works. Lucy Lalich, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you, Lucy. And Kenzie Fulton, good morning.
Good morning.
Good. Lucy, tell us, how did you get to this point? Do you have to apply to get to the Caps to college program? Just how you got to where you are today then?
So the program started 6 years ago. That's when it first came to Cranbrook. And I joined 5 years ago because I was already playing soccer with KISA and I wanted to be more competitive in it. So my parents enrolled me into the Whitecaps program. And from there, I just continued improving my skills, and they helped me get on to go on to college soccer.
Very good. Is it very much the same for you too then, Kenzie?
Yeah, pretty much the only difference is I've been playing the whole entire 6 years since it started here, but other than that, yeah, it's the same.
Are they watching over your academic achievements as well? Like, do you have to keep up an academic standard, Lucy, to be a part of the program and get to it then?
Not really. Obviously, like, you have to do good, but, like, they don't keep tabs on if you're getting A's in all your classes and stuff like that. But, like, as long as you're trying and you attend school, that's good enough.
It must be pretty demanding, though, Kenzie, because when you're playing at an elite level, you've got to train more, both when you're out the soccer field and then when you're not on the pitch as well. And then you've got to study.
I'd say the last 3 years in high school have definitely been the hardest. I didn't really notice it in middle school too much. But then, yeah, starting high school, I've noticed I have less and less time. Feels like I'm at the field and then at home studying.
Right. And you can feel the improvement each and every time you go out there then, Kenzie?
A lot of the times. I mean, sometimes you have a bad session, but definitely over the last, especially, yeah, the last 3 years, I felt a huge improvement.
What direction will you be going, Lucy, when you look ahead now to college? Are you going to, do you all go to the same college after then?
So I'm going to be heading off to Langara College in Vancouver, and I will play the NCAA, I'm pretty sure, for 2 or 3 years of my degree, and then I will transfer to finish my degree afterwards.
What is your degree? What are you taking then, Lucy?
I'm going to be taking a Bachelor of Science, hoping to go somewhere in forensic science.
Good for you. Kenzie, what direction are you going? Same to Langara and same kind of course load? A little bit about you then.
I'm heading to Medicine Hat College, and I'm taking my Bachelor of Kinesiology to transfer into athletic therapy.
Sounds like you guys are both focused. Did you have to tell the program what you'd be taking ahead of time as well, or they just you just stick with the program and then you do your applying for post-secondary education along the way?
So when I signed, they just wanted to know that I had a plan and, like, I was planning on, or, like, I had courses available to take at the school, which I did. But they don't really care what course you're taking as long as you're taking something and you get decent grades.
Very good. What do you see for soccer across the country as a female playing the game, Kenzie? Do you like where the game is going right now? People like, Christine Sinclair and some of the others that are leading the way in the sport. Do you like what you see?
110%. It's becoming a lot more popular of a sport, especially among women. So it's really, and men too, both our national teams are getting way better. So it's really great to see.
You feel the same way, Lucy?
Yes, I do.
Is there anything you'd like to tell maybe younger listeners that are dialed in here this morning that, and the parents, that are looking at maybe putting their kids in the program? It sounds like you'd both highly recommend it, but if I can get a comment from both of you, starting with you, Lucy, your overall take on the program and what you would recommend for a younger student that would we want to get involved in it then?
I think that if you really have a passion for soccer, even if you're not sure if you want to play, like, in post-secondary, I still think go into the program because you get that extra competitiveness and it just makes you a better player all around. And then if you decide when you continue with the program as you get older that you do want to play, then you can go off and play in college, university. And even if you don't, it's still a great experience just to be on the team and be a part of a good program.
Very good. Kenzie, you think much the same then?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's great. Like the Whitecaps, you just have that extra level of like really experienced coaches. I mean, we've had Sam and Brendan and Adam now, and they've all been fantastic. So definitely that, and I think it's great to get into the Caps to College program if you're even slightly thinking about going anywhere, because we have so many resources to help you get to a college or university.
How is this going to work now with COVID-19? I guess if we continue on the same path, will you start to take your courses at home, or have you looked that far ahead yet?
It all just kind of depends what happens with COVID. At the moment, we are still doing socially distanced practice and school is online. So if it is still like that, by the time it gets to September, that's what we will be doing.
Yeah, so you'll start the courses no matter what happens then, Kenzie.
Yeah, for sure. It's just the soccer depends. I know that my coach is trying to plan best case scenario, but we'll see what happens.
Very good. Hey, good luck to both of you. Thank you for chatting with us. Is there anything else you'd like to get out to our audience here today?
I think that's all.
That does it? Okay, thank you.